Good morning. The following readings are those about which Marie will be talking. The first one is from Proverbs, chapter 30, verses 7 to 9. Two things I ask of you, Lord, do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonour the name of my God. The second reading is from Matthew chapter 16, verses 5 to 12. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. Be careful, Jesus said to them. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. They discussed this among themselves and said, it is because we didn't bring any bread. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, you of little faith, why are you talking about among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the five loaves for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the seven loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it that you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread? But be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Our next reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 8, and it's verse 3. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And our final reading is John chapter 6, verses 47 to 51. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which people may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Maltby. It's actually Thursday afternoon, so it does feel a bit strange about doing the Sunday morning talk now. Please excuse any dog barking that you may hear. The dogs react really suddenly if somebody walks past the garden. So hopefully we won't be disturbed, but if we are, it's just my very excitable dogs. Anyway, it's Marie here from Maltby, and I'm doing a talk today on behalf of the Maltby House Group. And the title of today's talk is bread. Now, I love bread. I love all types of bread. Fresh bread, warm bread, cooled bread. I've even been known to eat stale bread when I'm craving carbs. Actually, even my favourite cakes are bread-based ones. I love Chelsea buns, Belgian buns, bread pudding. It's often reported that low-carb diets are particularly tricky because of people's desires to have bread. Now, before the current coronavirus lockdown, I'd been struck by how often bread and yeast are mentioned in the Bible, and the house group had started to plan an all-age service on this theme. Now, had we been at Scrapby this morning, as originally planned, there would have been videos, games, quizzes and communion. So please feel free to seek out any dynamic resources on this theme that you can find. And actually, there will be a challenge, a practical challenge for everybody at the end of this talk. Now, coronavirus came, and at least initially, the empty bread aisles reminded us all of how much we need and rely on bread, and how we feel when we can't have easy access to it. Flour and yeast are still quite scarce, and we're all sharing the good news of when a shop has some in stock. Now, bread is such a worldwide and timeless thing. Forms of it are eaten in all cultures and countries and have been throughout time. It definitely isn't a food fad that's here today and gone tomorrow. You can see why God knows it is an excellent and accessible way to teach and encourage us about his kingdom, and also to warn us about things to avoid. So today I'm going to share some of the house group's reflections on some of the Bible references on bread and yeast, and particularly think about what we can learn and remember from them. Loaves and fishes, such a well-known story, or actually stories. On several occasions, Jesus took a small amount of bread and fish and fed huge crowds of people. This made the house group think about the importance of thinking of others, putting ourselves in their shoes and offering practical help, as well as the importance of trusting God to provide for us. We need to try not to worry about our future needs and to also think of how we can share what we have. The importance of food banks has recently been highlighted to us, and our need to continue to support these whenever we can has been stressed. Now, another thing that we thought God was trying to tell us was that we need to rely on him for things we need. And that's not always the same as things that we want. It's a recurring theme in the Old Testament. God provided manna, a bread replacement, to the Israelites during their 40 years wandering in the desert. He was teaching them to trust in him rather than trust in their own control and plans. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8, it says, "Give me enough food to live on, neither too much nor too little. If I'm too full, I might get independent, saying, 'God, who needs him?'" But we as Christians know that filling our physical bellies isn't enough. Man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the Lord, as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, and also that Jesus says and is quoted by him in Matthew chapter 4. This stresses the idea of truly living, and that's not the same as keeping our physical bodies going. Jesus teaches us that we truly live when we have his Holy Spirit within us and flowing through us, helping our two-way communication with God and guiding our thoughts and actions. And how do we do this? By listening to him through prayer and through the Bible and through his wonderful creation. All of these things remind us every day of how much he loves us. Remember the saying, "You are what you eat." If we seek God, we will become more like him. And the good news is that we don't need to be in a special building for this to happen, but we do need to decide to do it. And there's a spiritual diet tip here from me. I'm currently using the free YouVersion Bible app on my phone and iPad, and it's made regular Bible reading so much easier for me. There are lots of different Bible translations you can choose between. There are reading plans and some really good commentaries that you can switch between. And also you can listen to the commentaries and the Bible readings as well as reading them. Now, another theme that comes out again and again in the Bible is yeast. Yeast is a microscopic living and growing organism that works its way through substances such as flour and spreads a long way and does so quite quickly. And if we want the technical details on its size and its speed of reproduction, we'll need to ask Ray or Hannah when we see them again. But we need to spread the news and benefits of the kingdom of God through our communities, working through like yeast. And see the parable of the yeast in Matthew chapter 13. About how it spreads through the flour. Yeast reminds us that we need to draw alongside others in situations and be good news to other people in them. But we are also warned about the bad effects, such as sin and religious legalism, that can easily spread like yeast. Matthew chapter 16 says, "A little evil affects many." Matthew tells us to do this straight, or warns us, straight after recounting the miraculous loaves and fishes events. So he's reinforcing the do's and don'ts linked to imagery of bread. Now in John chapter 6, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." This shows us that he is accessible to all, that he is essential, that he provides for us, and that he should be shared with others. When he says, "This is my body broken for you," during the Last Supper, as he breaks bread, he reminds us that his death and resurrection are our salvation and our way into eternal life in his kingdom. We need to remember all these aspects every day, and communion really helps us to focus our attention on our reliance on him and to be thankful. Now, I'd organised all of these thoughts I've just shared with you and thought I'd completed the task for today's reflection. And then I went out for my daily walk and God dropped some more ideas into my mind, inspired by the rural environment around me here. Farmers plan their fields, they plant their seeds, they diligently tend them for many months and eventually harvest them. But healthy grain is not the culmination of their plans. The targeted end result is humble yet satisfying and life-giving bread. Just like God, Jesus is the culmination of his plan for creation and is to be celebrated, shared and enjoyed. And we are forgetful beings. Jesus knew that we often remember stories and pictures more easily than we remember words. So please use bread this coming week to guide your reflections. Think about its taste, its smell, its texture, its appearance. And think about how all of these aspects can remind us about the nature of God. Even empty bread or flower shelves in shops can remind us of our universal need for him. Think about how bread fulfills and satisfies. Keep thinking about how Jesus is the bread of our lives. And I said there'd be a task for you to do. This is for the children and anybody else that wants to join in. Have a go at making some bread. You might need to be creative in the ingredients you use. Try something new. Share the bread with your family. Talk together about how it reminds and teaches you all about Jesus. And it'd be really great if you could take photos and send them to us to share with the rest of the fellowship. We can send it in the weekly email. And also share your thoughts about Jesus and bread that came to you as you did this activity. So that's the end of my little talky bit. Want to send love to you all from the Maltby House Group. Keep looking after each other and remembering each other in your prayers. Till we meet again, stay safe. Bye bye.
Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for all that you are and all that you do. You are so powerful and knowledgeable, but just and compassionate. We know that you love us all so deeply that you gave us your one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John chapter 3 verse 16. You do not condemn us, even though that is what we deserve. Jesus came to save us. How wonderful! Father, we pray that you will be with us and help us as we deal with daily life in these current conditions. It has many challenges for each of us on different levels because of all our different circumstances. We pray for those who are self-isolating, that they may be reassured that you are with them and will enjoy the quiet times that this brings. We pray for those who are working from home and or homeschooling, that a routine can be mastered that will fill the days but can also be a lot of fun. We pray for those still working that you will keep them safe. We think of all those that are caring, shopping, etc. for the vulnerable, and pray you will give them the strength to keep going. We pray for the peace that is beyond our understanding to combat all the anxieties and stresses that COVID-19 has raised. We pray that the NHS and care homes have all the equipment that they need. We raise mourning to you and ask you to guide the medical staff treating her so that her pain and other symptoms can be brought under control and give her healing. Father, we know that you will bring us through this, that you are with us every step of the way, and your will be done. We know the future is in your hands, so we are trusting you. Thank you, Father. Amen.